Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 November 2025. Before I forget, in case I forget, I want y'all to have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. And I mean that. I pray that you're blessed as I am to have a little bit of family together somewhere. Most of our family is scattered this year, so just be myself and Marcia Jean and my younger son, Patrick, going out to dinner tomorrow. So not here at the house. We're going to go out because just three of us. But I hope you have somebody to spend time with tomorrow. And let's do count our blessings. Folks, we are in a world of hurt. And I know our heart is broken. The Christians who believe in righteousness and holiness, their heart's broken for the way our country's been turning. But we have a lot to thank for also. If nothing else, be thankful for the grace of Jesus Christ and the blood that shed on Calvary, and keep that in mind above everything else. But enjoy tomorrow, please, if you can, doll. And don't forget, tomorrow the office will be closed. We'll not be in office tomorrow. You're back in next Thursday of the whole day, but the office will be closed. If you want to call, leave a message. I'm sure that Faith will get back with you as soon as possible. If you have any questions, comments, want to give a donation or place an order, you just call the number at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and just leave a message to get back to you. Now, I want to mention too that we'll be having Bible study 2 weekends in a row next month, the 6th and the 13th. The 6th and the 13th, we'll be having Bible study live, Lord willing, weather permitting, whatever else may be in the way, on the 6th and 13th of December. So please plan on making it to join us here for the Bible study. Now, guest tonight, Jim, we have on once a month, been a sponsor of the broadcast now for quite a while, and I'm so glad that we're able to bless him with people like you all listening and calling in and talking to him. I mean that, because he's blessing all of us. And many people call me that have used his products. Many of you have. I've been so thankful that that's not only maybe helped you with that problem, let's help your pets with a problem. The phone lines are open tonight almost immediately. If you have a testimony about Tahibo tea, you can call and talk to Milan and share your testimony with all those listening at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Please feel free to call. Milan, are you there?
I am. Good evening, and thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the listeners enjoying our product and letting people know about our product, because as much fun as it is to come on the radio and answer people's questions and hear about their experience with the tea, It's extremely gratifying that two-thirds of our sales come from referrals. Well, what that means is the tea obviously works, because otherwise people wouldn't be telling other people. So we're grateful for the opportunity to let people know about our tea, and we're obviously very grateful that they're telling other people what the tea's done for them. And I tell everybody, here's what it's done for my family, and God willing, the tea will do the same for you and your friends and family as well.
Amen. Well, just for the new listeners, give them a little bit of a bio, if you don't mind, Milan. Tell them who you are, how you got started, and what Tebow Tea is, very quickly. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tebow Tea Club. And the Tebow tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infected. So as a result, it's the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. And it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So these benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be any virus from herpes to HIV to coronavirus. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus, yeast, or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And let's face it, none of us is getting any younger. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to infection, diabetes, or cancer.
Okay. And folks, tonight, like I said, the lines are open immediately. If you have a testimony or a question, please call, because the testimonies that you're going to hear are unbelievable. And I mean that. The tea has been such a blessing that sometimes it's hard to understand, except that the fact that something that perfectly natural that God created can do the thing it's doing. Because we're not taught that anymore, are we? 717-300-1698. Milan, you go ahead.
Absolutely. So the tea is effective against like 30 different things and diseases, and helps with a lot of different things. But tonight I'll focus on 3, 4, or 5 main concerns that we have in our society because they're so prevalent. So our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And, of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being that cancer cells work and live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen, and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. So with prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other types of cancers, not because it's more effective against prostate cancer, but just because prostate cancer is simply the most prevalent. 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they're 80 years old. One day I got a call from a man in Phoenix, and he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere. And you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have prostate cancer. Now, with every order, we always include informational literature that tell all about the beneficial properties of the tea, its uses, and its proper preparation directions. And in the booklets, it says, please call us to tell us about your case, because it's the only way we can help more people. So one day I get a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas, and he says to me, I've been a customer of yours for 5 years, and in your booklets it says to give you a call about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I said, well, please tell me. He says, well, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer, and my PSA level was 1,200. So now I'm thinking that I'm not understanding this man's Southern Texas drawl, right? So I asked, you mean 120? because previously we'd never had anybody more than 500. He says, no, 1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any chemo, and you know they're going to give you chemo whether it works or not just to collect on the money. I had no other choices. I started drinking your tea, and not only am I alive still 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So a couple of months later, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada, calls and says to me that he's got prostate cancer, and he's heard good things about the tea, and he'd like to order some. So just to let him know that there's certainly hope for success, I start telling him the story from the man in Beaumont, Texas, the 1,200 PCA case. And he says, that's nothing. My prostate PCA level is 2,100. I said, oh, come on, man. You got to be kidding. Is that even possible? He says, well, it must be since that's what mine is. And I says, well, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. And if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to see what's going on. 6 months later, he emails me and he says, I started drinking your tea and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months. At the 2 month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2,100 to 100. At the 4 month mark, it dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the 6 month mark, my PSA level is at 1.75. And I have to tell you, not a week goes by that somebody doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And not a day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
Well, that's very true. That is very true. You know, that's amazing how the testimonies I get to hear personally. When people call and had one, the lady may call and I don't know, but she had a friend who had a sick dog. Told him about tea and the dog started running around, jumping around, playing like it did years ago. I mean, I don't know. I know it purifies the blood. I know it does a lot of things in the body, but what are some of the things that tea does?
Well, what happens more than anything else is that the tea helps the body to heal itself. So the first place that it starts is with the immune system. So one day I got a call from a doctor that runs a clinic in Los Angeles here. And he says, you know, he says, the reason that your tea is effective against so many different things and specifically against cancer is that besides the fact that it has cancer-fighting properties, it also gets rid of all the other piddly little things that our immune system normally has to contend with so that our immune system can actually fight the biggest battle that it has, which is with the cancer. So it's not fighting guerrilla warfare with little viruses and bacteria and this and that. So he says, so what it's doing is allowing the immune system, which is our best defense, to be able to do what it was supposed to do. So from that standpoint, the tea is just so beneficial for so many, you know, different things, everything from, you know, anemia to arthritis to asthma to bronchitis, candida, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gout, HIV, infections, leukemia, prostatitis, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, yeast infections. So it does a lot of things. Now, one day I got a call from a man. He says, man, your tea sure fixes everything. I said, it does fix a lot of things, but it doesn't fix everything. So, for example, for the bones, you need calcium. All right. So from that standpoint, I mean, the tea will help with the inflammation if you've got bone on bone, let's say, on your knee, and it'll cut down on the pain. But ultimately, you're going to have to do something about it. You know, same thing when somebody's got a cracked tooth. It'll keep the infection away, and you won't have the pain, but ultimately, you got to get that cracked tooth fixed sort of thing. So it's, you know, it's pretty miraculous what the tea does. But, you know, you need some other things and some common sense as well.
Well, you know, and I drink it all the time. Well, I did until I broke my glass jug. I got to buy another one. But anyway, and glass is what you recommend you keep it in the refrigerator, right? In glass only, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, obviously as a society, we apparently appear not to be too concerned about drinking from plastic bottles, but plastic leaches into everything. And, you know, now they're starting to actually come out and say it, that, you know, we're all ingesting all these plastic particles, which obviously are not good for us and contributing to, you know, the chemicalization of our body and us getting sick all the time and all of that. So, you know, if you don't have a glass jug or a glass pitcher, or something to put it in after you've cooked it. You can't store it in plastic, but do go out and get yourself a glass one. What I've done before also is I bought mineral water in glass 1 liter bottles, and you know I buy four or five of those, and that's the equivalent of a gallon or 20 cups. And once I drink the mineral water, I put my tea in that.
Okay. So, I mean, that, and how long will it keep, if you have to keep in plastic for a little while, how long will it keep in there?
Oh, it'll keep the same length of time. So, you know, we recommend people can keep it 4 days at room temperature and 8 days in the fridge. In reality, it's actually twice that. But, I mean, you know, we don't want people keeping it for four weeks instead of for 4 days. Although it'll still be probably good after 4 weeks. The only thing that happens is that, you know, people will get dust in it and other things, whatever the case is. So that's why, unless they keep it sealed, it's not a good idea to keep it, you know, for that length of time. But I've got friends, I go over to their house and they've had the tea in their fridge for, you know, weeks on end, and it's still fantastic.
Right. Well, I just know that I try to drink a quart a day, and that's just, mm-hmm. to me, it's just maintenance. And I don't mm-hmm. mind drinking at all. I mean, I think the flavor is good by itself. But since you mm-hmm. sent me that little booklet on recipes on how to make it, you can have a variety, too, of different things. And that makes it a little more it doesn't get old on you. I mean, you can make a variety out of it, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. So we decided to make the recipe booklet here because, you know, we do get phone calls, especially from people that have a sweet tooth, for example. You know, what can I do to sweeten it up? Even though the tea has a really mild, pleasant flavor, and 95% of our customers drink it straight, you know, you get people that, you know, want something different. I mean, one day a lady called up and she says to me, she says, you know, says, I'm sorry to tell you, she says, you know, I have to drink your tea because I'm fighting terminal cancer. She says, but, I just don't like it, she says. So I says, you know, take any old fruit that you have on hand, chop it up, and cook it with the tea, and that'll immediately change the flavor. The next day she called me up, she says, oh, man, it was so delicious. Today I'm going to go to the store and buy some strawberries. I'm going to buy some grapes. I go, now you're getting it. So
there you go. Know, yes.
So what you can do is, I mean, the basic directions to make the tea are kind of like cooking spaghetti, really easy. You take a pot of water, you bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in one tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of water. Boil it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and simmer for 20. So your total cooking time is 20 minutes. Now, at the same time that you're tossing the tea in to cook, you can take anything that you want that's solid, that's not like leaves, for example, and I'll tell you about leaves in a little bit here. You can take anything that's solid. You can take ginger. You can take fruits like grapes. You can take cinnamon. You know, you can take turmeric, something like that. And at the same time you're tossing the tea in to cook, toss in, you know, turmeric or the cinnamon sticks or whatever it is, and just continue cooking it the way you normally would. Now, if you're adding something that's more fragile, like mint leaves or something like that, just add those during the 15-minute simmer period. So when you toss the tea in to cook at high boil, let it high boil for 5 minutes, and when you turn the oven down to simmer, that's when you toss the mint in. And, you know, that's basically the same way that you can do with anything that's more fragile, like leaves. On the other hand, anything that's solid, like beets or whatever the case is, you know, you toss in at the same time that you're boiling the beets. You know, at work, we have a test kitchen, right? And, you know, we tend to make stuff like the Tihivo tea with beets. And, you know, we make ourselves a beet salad for lunch.
Right. That sounds good. That really sounds good, actually. All right, we have Kelly calling in. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, welcome. Come on in.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Join us.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Now, Kelly's been a customer of the Hebo Tea Club for a while, and she's got some amazing things to tell us about her mom and herself and her relationship with Christ as well. So, Kelly, you take it away.
Well, when I first heard about the tea, I was riding in my car with my mom, and I was, you know, on my way, matter of fact, to a health food store to try to buy some product. And I heard it, and I wanted to buy it right then. But then when I heard 8 cups a day, I said, nah, I'm not going to get it. So maybe about 3 weeks later, I'm riding again, and I heard it. And I was drawn to say, you know what, let me pull over, write this number down, and call. And I did. And I told you all about my mom been diagnosed with COPD. And her breathing was just very, very, you know, bad. She couldn't go from the chair to the bed without being out of breath. And so I said, I'm just going to try it. I said, it's 1 pound, $49. It's okay. If it doesn't work, it's okay. And I got it, and I made the tea. And I started my mom off with just a little over a cup and a half. And the next day, my mom was a different mom. She was breathing better. My husband said, oh, your mom got some pep in her step. And I said, yes, she does. And, I said, Mom, this stuff really, really works. And I had like a trigger thumb. Where, at night I would have to wear a brace. And when I started drinking it, I didn't have to wear the brace anymore. The Amen. Thumb is still, but I understand why it's not completely gone, because I just realized what was causing it. You know, I do prison ministry, so when COVID came, a lot of my responses have to be on a computer or on my phone. And the way I hold my finger when I'm typing on my phone, typing these replies, I cause my trigger finger. And so anyway, I haven't been having to wear the brace. And I didn't even know this. I had an old injury about, it's been over 10 years on my knee. And every now and then, you know, when I try to, bend a certain way, I feel it. But I had a lot of fluid retention in the back of the thigh, not the thigh, the calf. And I didn't even realize it. But drinking this tea, the fluid has gone. The back of my leg is just the same size as the other one. And these were not even in the little booklet about, you know, these things would help. I mean, these things would be cured, but I have recommended this tea to so many people since I've been on it. And I've only been on it now close to 2 months.
And it's done all this for you in 2 months?
In 2 months.
Wow. Molly, what part of the country are you calling from, Kelly? What state you live in?
I live in Georgia.
Georgia, okay. All right. Well, I'm up here in West Virginia. We're not too far apart. Okay, so... But the tea has done that for you in 2 months. Now, that is remarkable, Milan. That's remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely the case, you know. And a lot of people get relief from whatever it is that they have very quickly. I mean, I'll give you an example. People that have cancer, that have pain associated with their cancer, the tea takes away the pain almost immediately. When I say immediately, I'm talking about anywhere between 1 and 10 days, on average in 5 days, and that's even for people that are taking 5 or 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain from the cancer, and they never really do. They call me up all the time going, you know, I'll tell my friends that I'm drinking this tea and I don't have the pain, and they're telling me that it's got to be in my head. So I waited 3 weeks to call you. It's not in my head. I don't have the pain.
Wow. Yes, yes. And, you know, and I'm just going to give this one more testimony, even though she's not on the line with us, but my sister in Christ, she was having a lot of pain issues in her arm. And she called my husband because he's a retired occupational therapist to just get some, you know, counsel, or, you know, what should she do? And he told her to go and get it checked out, to be on the safe side. And when she went in, the doctor just kind of said it was nothing, but this went on for over a month. And she said, it's getting worse. She said, I can't even, like, hold my arm or turn, you know, my arm to do a certain, you know, certain direction. So I told her about the tea. She ordered it immediately. She got relief in 3 days. She said, my arm is almost back to where I can physically do everything that I was doing prior to me drinking, you know, before she had the problem with her arm. And so now she's recommending it to everybody.
My goodness. I mean, 3 days. You know, Melon, you have that lady call in sometime. I mean, that'd be a good testimony. 3 days. That's phenomenal. I don't want to say. I mean, the tea does miracles. I mean, obviously, that's true. It's doing miracles. Go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead.
And my last thing I want to just share, I was just so taken, and I write with me doing prison ministry. I write, and I send, I have a newsletter series that I send all over in prisons all over the world. And I have a ministry letter that I take everywhere I go. I don't care if I go to the grocery store, I have it. That's what I evangelize. So I got the thought, the Holy Spirit, I know this was him. He said, call Milan and ask Milan, since he sends the literature with the tea, can he also include the, it's one page, it's the front and the back. Can he just put that in there, and you're evangelizing spiritually and you're healing physically with the tea?
Amen.
And so I shared it with Milan. So I'm just grateful, you know.
Well, what took me aback by the letter when I read it, and I don't have a copy here in front of me, but was that your first paragraph states something about a man learning about a Christ from somebody in another country. Meanwhile, his next door neighbor, who was a professing Christian, in all the years of knowing him, I never shared the Jesus Christ with him. So, and that kind of, I think that kind of prompted you to write that one page letter that you keep with you. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I started looking at my neighborhood and my subdivision. And I went to every single person, and I didn't do it. It took me 2.5 years because I wanted to give it to each person in their hands. So I rode the neighborhood every single day to catch people getting out their car who was working in their yard. But it took me that long to reach everybody. And once I finished, the Lord said, give it out everywhere you go. And so that's why I evangelize with it everywhere I go.
Amen.
I have to tell you, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you,
it's
Kelly.
Been a pleasure.
All best, sweetheart. Thank you. Folks, pick up the break with your phone calls at 717-300-1698. The tea works. And it's very inexpensive to try. Give us a call if you want to talk to us.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nevada.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive, on sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Howdy, folks. We are back, and the phone lines are very quiet tonight. I know it's day before Thanksgiving. A lot of you already, and probably not even listening tonight. You're out on the road or visiting family already. But if you're out there listening, you've heard about the tea. Maybe you tried the tea. And if you shared testimony before, it won't hurt to share it again, because we always have new listeners to this broadcast. So please, if you use the tea, it's helped something with you, your family, or a pet. Give us a call and let us know that, because somebody brand new is listening tonight that needs to know that and hear the testimony. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Call and share your testimony. Milan, why don't you give us the information how people can contact you and even talk to you personally if you want to?
Oh, absolutely. So the Tahibo Tea Club is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. And when you do call us, you do get the Tahibo Tea Club. You're not going to get a call center in some third world country. And our telephone number is 818-610-8088. One more time, that's 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also find us on the Internet, and our website is tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky part is spelling the word Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, and then continue with the word T, T-E-A, and then the word club, C-L-U-B. So the complete website is TahiboTClub.com, and we only specialize in the one product, and you'll see our phone number on there, 818-610-8088. So if you inadvertently end up on some other website that's selling organic gummy bears or something like that as well, that's not us. And all my staff has spoken with tens of thousands of people. They've heard tens of thousands of testimonials. So you can feel free to ask them any questions, not only with how to make the tea, because we all drink it and make it, but also if they've heard of anybody with the similar condition to, you know, what your primary concern is. And more than likely they will have. And if not, they'll, of course, ask me to get on the line. But you can always ask for me as well. My name is Milan, like the city in Italy. I'm not Italian, but that's the easy way to remember. But you don't even have to remember my name. If you just ask for the supervisor, my staff doesn't screen my calls. I'm honored anytime somebody wants to speak to me. So you just ask for the supervisor to put you through to me. Now, keep in mind, we're open 6 days a week, and I work 5 days a week. So you might call on a day that I have off. But if you do, just leave your name and number, and I'll call you the following day when I get to work. And let me give you those numbers one more time. The phone number is 818-610-8088. And the website is TahiboTClub.com. And the phone number is 818-610-8088.
Okay, now this is a bit off topic, but I've been wanting to ask you, what nationality is Vukovic? What's that come from?
Well, I happen to be Croatian, and Croatia is a free country, one more time, but previously it's been a part of a lot of other countries around there, because there are only 4.5 million Croatians. So we border countries that are much bigger than us. So, for example, we border Italy, we border Austria, we border Hungary. So throughout the years, Croatia has been a part. Most recently, it was part of Yugoslavia until 1990. But before that, it had been a part of, like I said, Italy, Austria, Hungary, those type of countries. So what was really funny was that when I moved to California, I had these neighbors about five doors down that was an older Croatian couple. And they were telling me, the husband was telling me that when the Second World War came, and him and his two brothers went to enlist in the American Army to, you know, go fight. And so the first brother goes, and the enlistment agent says, eventually, you know, what nationality are you? And he goes, I'm Italian, right? And okay, the next brother comes along and asks him, what nationality are you? He goes, I'm Austrian, right? And he says, it comes to be my turn, right? And he says to me, what nationality are you? He says, if my brothers can be Austrian and Italian, I want to be French. He says, none of us is French or Austrian. We're all in the same village. The border just kept moving every 10 years.
Well, that would keep you confused. Gee.
Right.
You wouldn't know which fly to salute. But anyway, we got a call from Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome, sweetheart.
Good evening. God bless everyone out there.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Real quick, I want to ask everyone to say prayers to the families of the two National Guardsmen from West Virginia that were shot in D.C. today.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And that's,
absolutely.
That's another sign the Civil War has already started, but go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, the tea is just wonderful. I had another dog that she was all, you know, arthritis and everything else was getting into her, and she's jumping off the porch.
Wow. Wow.
She loves it. The first one wouldn't, you know, they have to have it on their food. They won't just drink it. But she just loves it. But they open the door of the fridge, you take the glass container out that's got the tea in it, and she is up and over there and like, can you get me?
All right.
She
that's
loves
a good
it.
Testimony. I mean, and well, you know.
They're drinking it too.
And I said before, we know a pet, a dog is a dog. We know that. But if they've been with somebody for a couple, 3 years, they're family. So you care for them like family. And what, mm-hmm. what you're saying is gives people hope that have pets they love. I mean, I just lost a pup we have 16 years this past summer. It's hard to see him go. But he was having a lot of problems, a lot of severe problems. But nonetheless, they are part of the family. So when you give them something like this to tea to help them, Jan, you're blessing them, but you're blessing yourself too, aren't you?
Yep. Now the owners are drinking the tea too.
All right, good.
You reminded me of the first time I heard about somebody healing their dog with our tea. And what happens is that our computer system is pretty smart. So if somebody orders online, but they put in an address that doesn't physically exist because our computers are hooked up to the post office, it won't print a label to ship it to them. And you can put in a wrong address, but you can't put in an address that does not exist. So first thing in the morning when we get to work, we call these folks back that we can't print the labels if we have any. And we go, you know, our computer seems to think that, you know, the address is not correct. Can you please verify what address we're shipping it to, right? And so we did. And it was a lady down in Florida. And I says to her, now, how'd you hear about our tea, by the way? And she goes, well, she says, we've got a champion show dog from the Westminster dog show, and the dog works as a model, and they take pictures of him, and they use him in commercials, and he's got a skin condition, and he can't go to work because he's got a skin condition. And the antibiotics the vet was giving him weren't working, and somebody told me, well, call the Hebo Tea Club. Their tea is supposedly great for stuff like that. And so she says, so we did. And she goes, calls back 3 weeks later, says, oh, my God. She says, the tea is working phenomenal. The skin condition is completely cleared up. And the dog's name was Rasputin. Rasputin is back at work. And now we want to order some tea for Grandma. I go, oh, come on, man. First you're trying it on the dog, then you're going to give it to your parents.
Well, hey, whatever works. Whatever works. Grandma may start jumping off porch now. We don't know. But anyway.
But it's the same thing with this dog. Her hair was falling out.
Yeah.
And like I left, her hair was falling out.
Wow.
People, they don't understand. Yeah. So, but I've given the name and the information to a lady who knows someone who's just diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that they drink this tea.
Well, God willing, they will, and it'll help them. And I want to thank you very much for calling in. God bless you, your family, and a happy Thanksgiving. And you're absolutely right about the prayers we need to keep this country in.
Amen to that.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Pastor Butch, you enjoy your day.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Bye. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Folks, I'll tell you what. We have the best, and I say this before God humbly, but we have the best listeners out there. People actually out there, they have a heart, they care, and they want to join in and share the testimonies like that. They're part of the family. And you are, too. If you want to share something or ask a question, please don't feel ashamed to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 717-300-1698. Go ahead, Milan.
So let me talk a little bit about brain cancers. And I was mentioning how we have the most number of successful cases we have is prostate simply because it's the most prevalent. But we probably have the most number of successful cases is brain cancer. And the reason that we do is because brain cancer is very difficult for conventional medicine to treat, you know, with the three options that they have, which is surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. I mean, oftentimes surgery is not an option because they'd have to lobotomize somebody to get to the tumor. Radiation is not an option because they'd have to fry half the brain to get to the tumor. And chemotherapy often doesn't do anything on brain cancers because our brain has membranes built in to keep garbage out. So, of course, it doesn't let the chemo in. So we get a lot of brain cancer successful cases. This one lady wrote in one day to us on an email, and she says, "I was diagnosed with a very large meningioma brain tumor in 2015 that was surgically removed via craniotomy. It has now come back. I met with doctors at Johns Hopkins 2 weeks ago. They informed me that these tumors always come back. Well, that's not what I was told when they did the surgery originally to remove. Anyhow, the doctor has recommended for now we just watch it because it's very small in size, and they must look at my age, which is 59, and my life expectancy, and determine how many times in my lifetime I can safely undergo the surgical removal of this tumor. I heard about your tea from one of my clients. I'm a hairstylist in Virginia. I'm writing to inquire if you have had anyone with a recurrent meningioma use your tea with success." And so we have one meningioma case that comes to mind was a man from Northern California who had a tumor so large the doctor said they couldn't operate. He called us and said he was only 40 years old and that he realized we're all going to pass sometime, but he had two daughters and that all he wanted to do was put them through school and he'd be at peace with himself. He said he didn't have any options, so he ordered our tea. Now, typically, our tea eradicates cancer tumors in 3 or 4 months. In my father's case, it was exactly 2 months. Sometimes, though, it takes longer. In his case, the man with the brain tumors, in his case, he was getting scans every 3 months. And at the 3 month mark, he had three tumors. One was as big as a golf ball. Two were the size of marbles. And at the 3 month mark of drinking a tea and getting a scan, the big tumor had shrunk 50%, and the small tumors were gone. At the 6 month mark, his big tumor was 75% smaller. And after a 9 month scan, the lab couldn't wait for him to get results, so they called him the next day and told him he didn't have cancer anymore. Now, he's been cancer free now for over 14 years. And, of course, he's a lifelong customer. And even though I'm not the one that always picks up the phone at our office, I did one day last year when he called to reorder. And I asked him, "Hey, how are your daughters doing? Are they getting ready for college?" And he was stunned that I remembered, but it was, you know, a unique case. So, of course, I did. And he says, "That's unbelievable." He says, "One of my daughters," he says, "actually just graduated from college. And the other one is just starting." So there's always hope, and the tea, as I mentioned, can truly be miraculous. The other nice thing about the tea is that you don't have to just rely on the tea. So if you want to take the tea in conjunction with any other treatment, with any other therapies, you can do so. And we have basically three types of customer. One type of customer is they get diagnosed with something, they've heard about the tea, and they decide, well, I'm going to go ahead and max out on the tea for 2 or 3 months, and if it starts working, I'm not going to get the chemo and the radiation and all that. That's one type of customer. So that accounts for about 10% of our customers. The 80% of our customers, of course, starts immediately on conventional medical treatments and drink the tea in conjunction with the conventional medical treatments. And then we have our miracle cases, which is people that have done everything with conventional medicine, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And at some point, the doctors go, "You know what? If we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you. There's nothing more we can do for you, and you've got 2 months to live." And at that point, they go, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyhow. So they order the tea and they start drinking it and they completely recover. And so those are our miracle cases. I mentioned with every order, we automatically include informational booklets that tell people all about the beneficial properties of the tea, its uses, and its proper preparation directions. One day I got a phone call from a man in Northern California. He says, you know, with every order, you automatically include booklets. I go, yeah. He says, could I buy some of those? I said, you don't have to buy them. We print them for informational purposes. He said, you don't understand. I was literally on my deathbed with cancer. Now I'm completely recovered. Everybody at my church wants to know what happened. I need like 800 of them. I said, don't worry about it, man. We'll send you 1,000.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And, you know, we're in our time so quickly here, but what are the properties of the tea? Can you tell us what is that purifies the blood? What is in that tea that cures cancer? What are the parts, the minerals, the chemicals, or whatever it is that's in that tea that does that?
Yeah, it has 20 active elements in it. And now they've identified most of the elements and what they do. So, for example, there's an element in it called Lapacho, which that one makes cancer cells apoptosize or kill themselves. It's got quercetin in it. It's got beta-lipoxygen. Now, the problem that they have in exactly specifying what happens is that because of the purity level of our tea, we actually supply pharmaceutical companies with our tea. And so when I have a question that a customer calls and asks about the tea that I can't answer, I've got the privilege to be able to call the head of the major research lab for a major pharmaceutical company and ask him, because he's trying to make a drug out of the tea. And so one day somebody called up and said, hey, I read on the internet that the tea is toxic and you can only drink it for 2 weeks. And I said, who the heck in their right mind would say that? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, we've been drinking in my family for over 2 decades. I mean, they says, well, on the Mayo Clinic website. I go, get out of here. The Mayo Clinic? They go, yeah. So sure enough, I went on the Mayo Clinic website and that it says that, you know, Tahivo Podarco is toxic, right? So I called the head of the research department for one of the big pharmaceutical companies, and I go, hey, listen, I know the tea's not toxic, but the Mayo Clinic says that it is. What's going on? He says, they're being disingenuous. He says, they know better that in the tea form, it's not toxic. But he says, if you have enough money like we do, we can separate all the 20 ingredients, the elements, he says. Unfortunately for us, and good for you, he goes, when we separate those elements, they don't work properly as they do when they're synergistically working together. And those elements can be toxic when all by themselves, but not when they're in tea form, when they're all synergistically working together. So he says, so if you want to explain that to somebody in an easy fashion when they call up, is, you know, just tell them, you know, what I just told you, he says, and give them the example of ordinary table salt. Ordinary table salt has two elements, sodium and chloride. Now, if you have enough money like we have, it's not a problem. We can separate those two all day long. However, neither one of those two is table salt. And same thing with the tea. So people don't really know exactly how the tea works. If we have enough time, I can talk about how I think the tea works for cancer.
Well, yeah, we got but 4 minutes left. But, you know, it's amazing. Okay. They just flat out lied what they done. They did that. You can't trust those people. That's unbelievable. No. Go ahead.
And that's what the research scientist said. He says, you know, he says, by the way, what's the Mayo Clinic doing talking about tea? I mean, that's like the Mayo Clinic giving you a recipe on how to make spaghetti, he says. They've never used the tea on anybody. They never intend on using the tea on anybody. Why are they talking about it?
That's right.
I mean, so you're absolutely right. Well, when it comes to cancer, You know, because my father had pancreatic cancer, that was the first thing that, you know, I started researching and all of that. And so what happens is this, is that in the cell regeneration process in our body, we regenerate 2 billion new cells per second. And what happens is that when we make a bad cell, the regeneration process stops, we throw out the bad cell, and we restart the copying again, kind of like a photocopy machine, and we start making cells again. Now, when one of those bad cells gets through, then that's when we start having cancer issues. So all of us have some cancer in us, but our body can fight it off and throw it out and all that kind of stuff. Now, as I've mentioned oftentimes, what happens is that healthy cells get their energy from oxygen, and cancer cells get their energy from sugar. And in the regeneration, cell regeneration process, there's a part in the cell that recognizes when a bad cell has been made, which is a cancer cell.
And 2 minutes, by the way, 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah, it causes the cell to apoptosize, to commit suicide. Now, in the cancer cell that gets through, that part of the cell is engulfed with sugar and not with oxygen, and so it can't kill the cancer cell. And now what happens with our tea is because our tea brings oxygen to the organs and cells, it brings oxygen to that cell, wakes up that part of the cell that is supposed to recognize that it's in a cancer cell and kill it, and that's how it kills it. And that's wow. The, you know, my thinking on how it kills. But let me go ahead then and tell the listeners one more time how to get a hold
yes,
of us.
Yes.
Our telephone number at Tahibo Tea Club is 818-610-8088. Our website is TahiboTeaClub.com, spelled T-A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, and then the word tea, T-E-A, and then the word club, C-L-U-B. So the complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. And our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And please give a call. You can ask for me directly. My name is Milan. On the other hand, you don't even have to remember my name. Just ask for the supervisor, and my staff will put you right through to me.
All right. Milan, thank you so much for joining again tonight. This is always a pleasure, and I love the testimonies. But Lord will not talk to you next month, but you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. God bless you, and
God bless
you,
friend. Talk to you soon. And folks, we love you. We'll see you back on the air Monday night, Lord willing. Won't be an off tomorrow, of course, because Thanksgiving. But have a great Thanksgiving. God loves you, folks, and I mean that, and I do too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.